Listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, home of the Griff Rant. Now, here they are, your hosts, Griff and his long-suffering co-host, Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. Share your eBay success stories with us at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
More happy birthday, Griffs, on the chat board. I want to read this one, okay? Happy birthday, Griff, from a partly cloudy and cold New Jersey. We're talking about Hubcap Joe here. Rain and snow are predicted for tomorrow. However, more significant snow is predicted for Saturday. Looks like I still cannot put my snow shovel away. Griff, I would like to take this time to thank you for everything you do for us eBay sellers. I always make sure to tune in to eBay Radio on Tuesdays and Thursdays because I learn so much esoteric knowledge that I cannot learn anywhere else.
Is that a good thing?
eBay Radio is a great place for eBay sellers to come and congregate and swap ideas. Do not ever retire. We would be lost without you and Lee, your friend Joe DeMarco.
Thank you, Joe.
Yes, Joe, that was a very nice thing to say. And Oilerman has a picture of your birthday cake that he baked for you.
It says on it,
it's 10:30, I'm tired, here's your cake. And it's kind of a little dilapidated little cute
cake. That's the thought, though.
Yes,
is it sweet? Does it taste good? I don't care. I'm happy.
Happy birthday, Griff. You should be proud of your age. This year, you are wiser, smarter, and very close to reaping the benefits of senior discounts at restaurants.
I'm already there.
You've been there a long time.
Oh, yeah. Here in California, you're considered senior when you're 35.
No.
Is that not it?
For your birthday, I wanted to give you something that was both funny and charming, but then I remembered you already have Lee in your life. Oh, I love these people. Hope everyone had a good week. I love these people. Don't you love these people? but it's true, Griff. You know, I've known you for 15 years, and I have to say this seriously now, all right?
Okay. Should I gird my loins?
Gird your loins.
Okay, they're girded.
I have seen you with your knees hurting. Other people didn't know how sick you were. I have seen you a couple of times really not feeling well at all. And I've seen you smile, reach out to people, go over in corners with people at events and help them deal with a problem they're having. You never turn anybody down. And that's to be really appreciated, not only in someone who deals with sellers like you do, but in a friend as well. And I just wanted people listening right now to know that he's the real deal. He really does care about you, and his whole goal is to make sure that sellers become successful. That's Griff's goal in life.
Even if I do sound a bit exasperated sometimes.
Yes, but it is absolutely your mission in life at this point in your life, and 15 years ago when I first met you as well, was to make sellers become all they can possibly be.
Well, of course. I mean, both for altruistic reasons, and of course the reason is if you're successful, my paycheck is more secure. So.
Well, that too, but you didn't always. That's not what you think about when you help people, though.
No, of course not. Yeah.
Come
on, sell more so I can ask for a raise.
So when you were a youngster, were you the helper? Were you the negotiator? Or did you stay out of things pretty much?
No, and that was the problem. So, you know, I had to learn a mature way to involve myself in a way that wasn't uninvited. When I was younger, I butted into everything. I mean, when I make that joke about it, I always wanted to have a show that says what you ought to do with Griff. Because I was always telling people what you should do. You should listen to me and I'm going to tell you how to do this. And over time you realize that that's a great way to lose friends and not influence people. Mm-hmm. So.
But the truth of the matter is you did know those things. See, that's the problem. I've read up on this, Griff. Mm-hmm. A lot of very intelligent people have problems as children because you're considered a know-it-all instead of, oh gosh, that guy's really smart. See, when we're adults, we'd say, wow, that guy's really smart. But when you're a kid, to children, you're like a know-it-all.
Yeah.
So it's a little
obnoxious.
Different thing.
Yeah.
Edie from Santa Monica, California, dressed to suit, is on the line with us. Edie, hello. What's your question or comment?
Well, hi. I wanted to wish you also a happy birthday. I dialed in late today, so I'm glad people are talking about it so I can say that.
Well,
I want to thank you for all the help you've given me.
Oh, my pleasure.
What kind of help has he given you, Edie?
You guys have taught me how to do better listings. And, you know, I thought it was interesting the things you started talking about price. I noticed that for myself, you make your money when you buy the item. If you don't buy it right, you lose in the end.
Well, that's true, yeah. But, and so you can't know every time. So sometimes I think the important thing is to know when you've made a mistake and to get out of it as soon as you can. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah. That's the thing.
Oh, and I've made tons of those.
Forever. So change listings and do all sorts of stuff to try to make it, you know, worthwhile. But, you know, just get rid of it.
Edie, if you had to come up with one change that you've made that really made a difference in your business, what would that be?
Yeah, what would that be?
I would say it's pricing better and moving the items quicker instead of holding on to them. Because in the beginning, I held on too long and I was, you know, I had old listings that just really weren't going to sell. That was it, really. And I'm switching to new items because, you know, a lot of stores are going out of business.
I know.
And, you know, eBay's been very helpful. They've actually sent me emails saying, you have stores going out of business in your area, and here's what we would like you to buy.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what? What stores in your area, for instance?
Well, the closest one was a Macy's, and for the things, you know, that they wanted me to buy from Housewares and Macy's, I didn't want to handle. I checked them out, and there wasn't enough for me to get involved with it. It was like the coffee makers and stuff.
Sure.
But concomitantly, what's helpful to me is the help you buy stuff you've got on the website now.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called. But you go in there and you put in what you're looking for, and it tells you the season and the price and that kind of thing.
Oh, right. I don't know what that's called either.
Any Toys R Us's in your area?
There is, but I've decided not to do that because I just spent $10,000 buying stuff at Macy's.
Ah, yeah.
What kind of stuff did you buy?
I decided that women's clothing was too fashionable and I would have trouble selling it after the season is over. So I bought up everything Calvin Klein, Ralph Lauren, things like that, in summer clothes.
Mm. Oh, that was smart, yeah.
So I'm actually selling those things now, which leads me to one question. I had two questions for you. One question.
Go ahead.
When I bought all of the men's clothing, I took the hangers, the nice wooden hangers from Ralph Lauren and stuff.
Sure.
And I thought, oh, you know, if my price is competitive with somebody else, I'll offer them a free hanger. And, you know, maybe that'll make my listing a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
But when I go to promotions, I can't figure out how to list, offer something free, like buy one, get a free hanger. Buy two, get two free hangers or something.
I don't think that's that kind of specificity is not possible. It's a specific item. You can say buy. The only way you could do that is to create a special store category just for hangers. And have you tried that? And maybe I think just limited.
No, I thought about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that might work. I can't guarantee it.
Yeah. But, I mean, as a man, do you think people would want hangers, the wooden hangers?
Say that again. As a man.
As a man.
Yeah.
Do you think men would want wooden hangers, the nice hangers that they have for Ralph Lauren?
See, women maybe not, because we use those kind of hangers now. A lot of us, you know, we buy... You know the kind of hangers I'm talking about, where the clothes stick to them. And
oh, the thin felt line ones
are mostly what women are using.
Uh-huh.
Now.
I don't really know. I don't think I haven't enough experience. I can tell you myself, I would prefer not to get a hanger because I have all of my own, and I know that it increases the weight of the package. So I wouldn't necessarily be interested in a free hanger, but that's just me. Someone else might. So,
I took them and now I have all of these, is that increases the weight of the package.
Does it say Ralph Lauren on the hanger?
Yeah.
I wonder if there's anybody that collects them.
I don't know. There might be.
I know.
But it's definitely worth a test. But as far as using Promotions Manager, I think you'd have to really give this some thought and maybe have a separate category where you put the hangers for sale, and then you can say, buy one from here. I think you can do that. I'm not sure. Get one of these free from this store category.
Yeah, or just put it in the listing itself. But the problem is the weight. So for shorts, it's okay. It ends up being under 16 ounces. But, you know, if it goes over the large sizes, which I do have, then that's an issue. So I don't know. I'll think about it.
But it's definitely an interesting – I'd love to know what the solution –
How much do they weigh?
I didn't weigh it by itself. I could weigh one, I suppose. But it's they're wood, so it's going to be like 4 or 5 ounces at least, plus metal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They've got extra metal on them. So listen,
You should try to sell them separately and see what happens, if anybody wants them.
I will, but you know what? The stuff's going by itself, so I'm just going to...
Hey, you're hot. You don't have to worry about no hangers.
Yeah, you're fine. This segment was brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. Call us at 888-723-4630 like Edie did when we return with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
It's the seller event of the year. eBay Open 2018. July 24th through 26th at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, baby. Sharpen your selling skills and up-level your business chops. Talk with eBay executives and employees. Network with fellow sellers. Enjoy great food and an epic closing party. Register by May 1st for the early bird price of $275 at ebayopen.com. That's ebayopen.com.
Hi, I'm the office orange tree at 6-Bit Software. And I grow oranges all year long for 6-Bit founder John Slocum and his team to snack on. Now, you wouldn't think I could do that here in Pennsylvania, but that's how 6-Bit rolls. It's a labor of love. They've helped me grow from the ground up, and they take really good care of me all year round. They'll do the same for your e-commerce business. I've learned some juicy stuff just standing around watching John and his team. They spend a lot of time listening to what sellers want and need. Then they build those features into 6-Bit. You can list, ship, and manage your inventory right from your desktop, everywhere you sell. It's customizable, too. And if the guys at 6-Bit can make me produce oranges in Pennsylvania, imagine what they can do for your business on eBay. Now, aren't you glad I told you about 6-Bit? Try it free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
As an eBay seller, you've got a lot to keep up with. That's why it pays to read TameBay. For more than a decade, TameBay has been bringing you daily must-read news from online marketplaces worldwide, and that's just for starters. TameBay also provides how-to guides, up-to-the-minute videos, and insightful ebooks, all with an eye towards enabling you to make your e-commerce business as profitable as possible. Because TameBay founders Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson know firsthand what it takes to succeed on eBay and elsewhere. Sign up for a free membership to access all that TameBay has to offer, including the TameBay Guide, a comprehensive directory of tools and services that can help you sell more online. For up-to-date e-commerce news and content from all around the globe, go to TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show with the same-day handling time. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Crazy Lister, the amazingly simple eBay listing software. Feel free to call us at 888-RADIO-30, because Lee and I love talking to you. We like talking with each other, but
yes,
we'll get
we just
right
like
off
talking,
topic.
Unfortunately.
We will go off topic, you know, at the drop of a hat.
Yes,
so
we will.
Keep us on topic. 888-723-4630.
So remember we were reading 11 things to consider when pricing e-commerce products?
I do.
It was that article by Chris Dawson.
I remember.
And by the way, Chris got it from Repricer Express. Okay?
Yeah.
I want to go back to number 4 for a minute before we continue.
Go ahead.
Number 4 was the buy now, not later. Some e-commerce sellers will communicate with buyers that prices will increase to create urgency and encourage them to buy now rather than later. This tactic also works when you want to shift stock quickly. I don't believe in that if it's a lie, but an easy way to do this would just put stuff on promotions or put stuff on, you know, just slash the prices.
And then raise them on the date you said they were going to raise.
Well,
yeah, then that's not a lie.
It would go back, but not to raise it. Like, okay, you're selling something for $10. Okay? And you realize it's been there a long time and it's not selling.
Right, just right? Sitting there.
So you're going to put it on a special deal, right?
Okay.
So you're going to mark it down to
$5. $5.
And you're going to say, mark down right now, lasting from now till whatever. And then price goes back to what it is now. But not that it's going, that you're going to raise the price. Do you see what I mean? In other words, what they're talking about is you better buy this now because I'm raising the price in January.
Yeah, that's a little too, that's not the right way to market.
Exactly.
The way to do it is to not say, you know, make it a threat.
Exactly.
But to you say, special discount sale only for 2 weeks.
That's
all you need to say.
That's all you need to say.
Well, if you don't buy this now.
I'm raising it up to $15.
And that sounds more like spite than a promotion.
It does.
If you're not smart enough to buy this at this price, well, then I'm never going to sell it.
And that's the only reason I brought up the tariffs.
Yeah.
Because some people, you know, when I was sitting there in that horrible room that you have to sit in with a car salesman in that little office last night, at the car dealership.
It was an awful little room. What kind of...
Well, you know, they put you in this little room, then you have to talk to the salesperson, and then they put you in the finance little office
with the
guy.
Right, yeah. They run you through the
ringer. They run you through the ringer, right? And you're negotiating and everything. And the subject of tariffs was brought up because what if, you know, if it... You know, we've heard, been scared to death in the last week, cars could go up $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000.
They could. Yeah.
It could happen.
Not so much that the cars would have tariffs on them, but the parts.
Parts, exactly.
That are needed for the cars would. And so it's all, I think the big thing right now is uncertainty. And if you're an eBay seller and you sell inventory that may be impacted either directly or indirectly by a looming trade war, you want to know where you stand. I mean, you'd wake up one morning and potentially find all your inventory is, either very saleable because you bought it at a lower price and it's already here, or you're trying to replenish stock and suddenly the price goes up because there's added duties at customs.
Sure.
By the way, that's where tariffs get tacked on. I think we were talking about that just before we went on a break, but the tariff for a country is collected at the point of entry by the customs or official or office for that particular port or airport.
You want to read number 5 for us?
Yeah, price high or low. Low prices will usually result in more customers and visitors to your site, better conversion rates, and higher customer retention, plus an increased likelihood they will leave a positive review and tell a friend. However, being the cheapest can sometimes be perceived as being low quality. And I think that depends mostly on the category. And I know I do this as well. If I'm looking for like an electronic accessory, it could be a headset, it could be, you know, something small like an adapter jack or something, or a battery or an SD card, I will tend to look at the lowest priced items and say, it's not OEM, original equipment manufacturer, and who knows, this battery could like be really low quality, even though it's $5. I'm going to spend the $20 for the camera battery that
I've done it many times.
Yeah. So yeah, those are considerations you have to make.
High prices will usually result in higher profits per purchase. You may be able to increase your prices by a small amount and get the same level of sales, but at a better profit margin. People will tend to buy items they perceive to be of higher value, of course.
That's true. That's
one
true.
Option isn't better than the other. It all depends on your business model. Consider these factors when setting your product price. Number one is what the customer is willing to pay. Number two, what your competitor charges. Number three, your product visibility. And number four, expected product sales volume.
Yes.
What is number six, Greg?
Well, number six is analyze your customers using market research tools such as surveys to find out how much your customers are prepared to pay for your goods or services can be beneficial. You can also use what we know as the A-B testing method to see which price yields you the greatest profit. That means you have two tests running. For the same type of merchandise. One is a test with change pricing and one is a test, the B would be no change pricing, and you see how that impacts. You track it. Another option is to test different prices on different days depending on where and what you sell. A loyalty program might make sense. Now, a lot of this is for merchants, not necessarily eBay sellers. So eBay sellers would have a hard time having a survey or a loyalty program, but eBay has, you know, those sort of things.
Now,
check your seller hub, you know, your performance tab for traffic and other metrics.
I think that Ron Oilerman 21 called in on this number seven. Analyze your competition.
Yes.
Ask yourself where you want to position business in relation to your competitors. Underpricing can hurt your profits, but overpricing can result in low sales as buyers can easily compare your prices to your competition.
Exactly.
I think most of our seller listeners now do that. I think they're careful before they put something up there. They compare their prices to their competition. I would hope so. And if you're a new person, you need to be doing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Number eight.
Well, this is the free stuff one, and there's always been a little bit of disagreement about that. But overall, customers do like free stuff. So consider offering free gifts and incentives.
Yeah, offer free gifts.
Don't do that.
Griff will come to your house.
No, he won't.
And he'll do anything.
Well, that's not true. Maybe when he was 20. Information is a great thing to give away because it costs next to nothing and can have incredibly high perceived value. And I'm going to give you an example of that in a minute. So think of valuable information that your customers would love to have. So, for example, I hear from people who have, like, expensive electronic components that have to be set up in a specific fashion and, you know, connected in a specific order. Don't just assume if you're selling these like they could be high-end speakers or a receiver and speaker system. Don't just assume your buyer's going to know how to do this. Create, if you have many of these and you're going to sell them, create a simple little manual that you can put in the box. Maybe it's one sheet that has instruction steps for how to use the item. And this will make less likely that the buyer is going to, you know, start willy-nilly start putting things together and then make a mistake and maybe break something and it doesn't work and they're unhappy and they want to return it. You don't want to take it back because it wasn't your fault, blah, 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 blah. Do you sell on eBay to make sales or to make a point? Do you want to make a sale and you want the sales buyer to be happy? If it's complex, include instructions, right?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Number nine is psychological pricing, Griff.
Yeah.
And this goes back to the days when we learned, you know, all kinds of things to write copy when we were copywriters and
sure.
young and learning. Companies make prices look lower by hiding the decimal points. $9.99 is also perceived as being much lower than 10.
But it's only a penny.
That's right.
But there is that psychology. Interestingly, mm-hmm. people find it easier to understand fractions rather than percentages. So it's better to say half price than to say 50% off.
Exactly.
That really surprises me, really.
Why?
Well, I mean, they're the same thing.
I know, but it just sounds better to say half price.
That's why I saw that sign that said, big sale, men's pants, half off.
I'm there. I'm in.
Yeah, I'm not.
Number 10, if it works once. If you have an offer or pricing strategy that you know worked in the past, use it again. That was number 10. And the last one.
Number 11 is increase prices gradually. I would say with caution. Have a plan to strategically increase prices over the next 5 years. Around 5 to 10% is a good target. But remember, you always have to test and then and keep your eye on the competition, because they may be underpricing you with their pricing strategy, and that could put you at a disadvantage.
I don't know if I'm comparing apples to oranges here, but in radio sales departments, every year they raise their quota, and it always works, and I don't know why.
Well,
if your quota was to sell $50,000 worth of radio advertising in 2016, your quota is going to be $55,000 or $54,000 the following year, and it always seems to work.
Oh.
I guess it's based on the issue that, you know, when salespeople are given a quota, they'll meet it, and or that prices are always going to go up on a lot of different things, and so you need to bring more money in.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but every year the sales department will have a higher quota. Used to drive me crazy, but it seemed to always work. I don't know if it means anything to an eBay seller, but there you have it.
It could. You know, a lot of sellers have relationships with outside vendors for products or services. But you have to plan ahead. I mean, unless unless it depends on what your goals are. I talk to people who ask for business advice, and when I give it, they say, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm just liquidating all this stuff on a temporary basis. I'm not going to do this as a living. And I always say, well, that's good. That's an important plan. But think, does your buyer know or care about that? So there's some things you still want to make. You want to make sure you hit the marks on some things, like customer service. This segment was brought to you by Crazy Lister. We love hearing from you. Call us, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Now to list my latest haul of thrifted treasures. If only there was a way to identify them quickly and find out what they've sold for. I'm going to have to rub the tarnish off this silver urn to see the hallmark. Whoa, who are you?
I'm a genie, of course, and your wish is my command. In a word, worth point.
What?
You asked for a way to identify and value these items, right? Well, that would be worth point. They've got a whole encyclopedia of marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols, plus an ever-growing library of reference books. And WorthPoint's database of realized prices goes back 15 years. It's not just eBay sellers who swear by WorthPoint either. The IRS uses it to figure out the average homeowner's worth.
Wow.
WorthPoint is full of keyword-rich content to help you build one-of-a-kind listings with just a few clicks. It's almost like magic.
Where do I sign up?
For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com and put the magic of WorthPoint to work for you.
In the world of e-commerce, returns are a fact of life. Now, ShipStation helps you to turn returns into happy return customers. That's because ShipStation lets you automate returns through a branded returns portal. All your buyer has to do is enter their order number and a reason for the return and print out their return label. Easy peasy. Since you can brand your return portal with your logo and social links, that customer is going to remember who they shopped with. And a customer who has a happy returns experience is much more likely to come back and buy from you again. That makes you happy. There are lots of other reasons you'll be happy with ShipStation too, like the ability to automate and customize practically every step of fulfilling your eBay orders. So come on, get happy. Try ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street. giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
Listen while you list.